Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We thank God for you, and we thank God for you, and we bless His holy name. He is a holy God. He's holy. Yes, He's everlasting. He's just. Hallelujah. We just give Him praise, and we thank Him. We thank Him for the opportunity that He's given us. Go get your water. Go get your water. We have learned the importance of drinking water. Drinking water. Using water to wash our hands. Huh? To wash our hands. Yes, water, water. The most important, significant gift that God has given us. Water for us to use. Water. Yes, yes. Keep me as the apple of your eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Glory to God. Psalm 17 and 8. I'm going to say that again. Keep me as the apple of your eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 17 and 8. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given us. Thank you for life, God. Thank you for breath. Thank you for the air that we're breathing, God. Master, we just thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your Son. Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Oh, Master, we come today lifting up all the first responders, God. All the families who have decided to sacrifice, God, and not go out and stay in and listen to what our officials are saying for us to help us, oh God, that we could be kept, that we could live, God, and not kill ourselves. Oh God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for leaders that care, leaders that are concerned, God. We thank you, Master. We ask, oh God, that you look upon those who have lost loved ones, God. Loved ones, Master. We ask that you hold them, oh God. Hold them in your hands, God. Rock them, oh God. Rock them when they're weary, God. Help them to understand that you're just a prayer away. All they have to do is call on you, and you would come, and you would rock them. Help them to have good memories of their loved one. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to help your people, God. Help us, Master, to get through this attack that we're under. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. And not only to just let us get through it, God, but let us learn from this experience, God, because we know that there is somewhere in here that we should learn something. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We need you, God. We need you right now. Oh, we need you right now, God. Those that don't know you in the point of their sins, God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that they cry out to you, God. Cry out for your protection, God. Cry out, oh God, for your love, oh God. Cry out, oh God, and repent of the sins, oh God. Oh, yes, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We need you, God. We need you, God. We need you. Oh, we need you, Master. We need you. Yes, we need you, God. Oh, we just say hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah to you, God. And we thank you, God, for the many blessings that you continually give us. You give us so many chances, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We are just grateful. And we ask, oh, God, that someone would hear your word, that the word would go forth, oh, God, and that they would want to know more about you, oh, God. That they will see leaders who are obedient, oh, God. Yeah. Leaders who are concerned about protecting them and their households, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. to open up our eyes so we can see, open up our ears that we may hear and understand what you are saying to us. We are the church. We are the church, oh God. The church is not a building, but it's us. We are the church. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him praise. Oh, yes. We thank you, Master. We thank you. We say hallelujah to you. Hallelujah to you. Yeah, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah, we are the church, oh God. We are the church. Master, we ask that you don't let us forget that, that we are the church. Hallelujah. Yeah, the church is in us. Woo! The church is in us. Yeah, and we just thank God. We thank God for your people, Master. We thank you. We know that this is the Friday that we talk to the next generation. And, of course, we know that the lessons that the Lord gives is for everyone. Yeah, it's just that we just like to highlight it into our youth so our youth can really understand what God is saying, because God is talking to all of us. Yeah, he's not just talking to a group over here and a group over here he don't talk to. God is not that way. He's a universal God. He loves everybody, huh? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And if you're in your house and sometimes you're feeling kind of dismayed with what's going on and you can't get out and you're trying to do this thing where you stay at home, look, talk to God. Talk to God. This is your chance. This is your time to spend time with him. He's right there. He's waiting on you to see that he's right there. He's waiting for you. You who have been busy, didn't have time, had to go to work, come home tired. Hey, God is right there in the house. All you got to do is call on him. He's right there. He's waiting. Yeah. We're going to go quickly into our lesson. And we know that our reading was, keep me as the apple of the eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Psalms 17:8. Glory to God. And we want to just speak to you, the next generation. And we look into Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. And it says, God in the form of a burning bush. He appears to Moses and he tells him that he was sending him, Moses, to free the Israelites. Yeah, he was sending Moses out to free the slaves in Egypt. Listen to that. Moses was concerned that the people would not believe that God had sent him. Now, think about this. I want you to think about this, young people, because there are going to come times when you're going to feel uncertain and you're going to feel kind of wavering and you're not going to always feel so sure about yourself. And you're going to have these uncertainties. As long as you're alive, you will have some uncertainties. Yeah. But don't be afraid. He says here, so being that the man he was, he asked God, Moses, he asked God, yeah, he asked God, he said, okay, they're not going to believe me, so who should I tell them who sent me? Think about that. Whenever someone is sending you, you know, when you were younger and you went to the store and you had to go, or you had to go to somebody's house to get something for someone else, another person, another neighbor, they always wanted to know, well, what's your name and who sent you over here? So you always have to know the person's name. It's so important. So Moses knew that he needed to know what this God's name was. Moses had grew up in the house of Pharaoh, and he had learned a lot of kings. He learned a lot of names by a lot of kings, but he wanted to know, who was this God? This was a God that appeared to him in the burning bush. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what he said. I am who I am. This response to Moses completely set him apart. It completely set this God apart from all other gods that Moses was aware of. Moses had been aware of many gods because he had been wrong. He had heard of Baal. He had heard of many of the false gods. Yeah, growing up in that particular house. So this God told Moses that I am comes. I am comes from the Hebrew verb to be or to exist. To be or to exit. So the proverb of this word generated from the Hebrews. Yeah. So I am is where we want to go. We want to go into I am. Because a lot of times as young folks, we don't know who we are. We don't know that we are I ams too. Are you an I am? I'm not sure. Why? Because you haven't been taught who you really are. Yeah. Sometimes us older folks, hello, we may not know who we are, huh? It is clear that I am means different. Yeah. It means set apart, the same. See, Moses had witnessed a lot of other gods, but this particular God, he had never witnessed. Not appearing to him through a burning bush. So this was something different. So listen to this. Listen to this. It says here, pray to God to open your eyes to the value of living for him. You will begin to see your true worth and the worth of those that are around you. See, young folks, you need to pray and talk to God. Yeah. It's nothing to be afraid of. You know, I remember when I was young, I was scared. I would look at people talking to God in church or talking to God, stand up, and they would be, and I'd look around seeing who they're talking to because I didn't see nobody. I didn't understand. So it's okay to just move even though you're not sure. But listen to the words that the person use when they're talking to the omnipotent, the almighty, the omnipresent. He's an omnipresent God. Yeah, listen to the words. Jeremiah chapter 1, and this is where we're going to go. Jeremiah chapter 1. Because, again, I am. This is our word. I am. And you are. You are. The word of God came to me quickly. And it came to me and it said, no age, no age. No age discrimination. No age. See, God is not a God that you have to be a certain age to do things. You could be 99 and he will use you. You could be 110 and he will use you. You can be 5 years old. Did you hear what I said? He can use you. He has the ability to anoint you even in your mother's womb. Listen to that. Verse 5 tells us, he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. He knew you. He'd been knowing you a long time. See, this is somebody that's been knowing you a long time, but you never took time to know who they were. You never took time. Mm-hmm. But it's not too late because he's always waiting. He's been waiting, and it's not too late. Right now, we're all inside. We're all at home. I remember we used to have Bible study at home. Yeah, we used to have Bible study. And everybody had to learn a verse. And everybody would take turns and come to the table and talk about their verse. And this was fun. Yeah, because our parents made it like it was a fun thing to do. Learning the Bible, learning the Word of God, it's not always like you standing over someone with a whip or a stick. Learning God is fun. And God wants you to relax. He don't want you to be all uptight, learning all about him. Yeah. So being, meaning, knowing you are not alone. You are always, he's always there with you. It said, before you were born, he said, I set you apart. What does that mean? Before you were born, he anointed you. He had a plan for you. He was going to guide you. He was direct you. But there was something that we had to do. You had to listen. You had to follow. Look at this. The powerful anointing of God separated you. What I mean? He separated you from others. Yeah. Separated. You were special. You were handpicked. Did you hear me? Handpicked. I'm talking to you. I am. He said, I appointed you as a prophet of a nation. Glory to God. And then he anointed you as a prophet, and then some as prophetess of nations. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Some of you have great callings on your lives. Some of you have some things that you're going to do that God is going to elevate you into a place. Oh, glory to God. He's going to bring you there. Verse 6 says, then you told me you don't know how to speak. Yeah, you told God. You said, I don't know how to speak. I can't do that. How many times have we said that? Older folks, we have said that many times. I can't do that. I can't speak. I can't talk like that. I can't talk plain. They're not going to understand me. They're going to laugh at me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we hear. And this is what Moses was saying to God. He was saying this to the I Am. He was saying this. But they're going to laugh at me. They're going to think that I'm funny. I don't know what I'm saying. How many times have we said that? Many, many, many times we have said that. Yeah, because see, this comes in the form of fear. Fear has many forms that it can come and attack itself to us. Yeah. And here we see it's coming to Moses in the form of doubt, making him feel inadequate in the ability to function in this way. So why do we always belittle ourselves? Why do we do that? Could it be we are not aware of our self-worth? How valuable we really are. 7, the Lord says, do not say, I am only a child. Did you hear me? Do not say that I am only a child. And he's telling us that we should not say that. That you must go, he says, everywhere I send you. See, when you want to be obedient to Christ, when you want to do what God has ordained you to do, when you're not sure, you let him know, I'm not sure, God. I'm not sure how to do that. I need your help, God. I need you to show me. And then when you say these words, this must be sincere. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Got to be sincere. Yeah. Thanks be to God, who is our Father, who knows what's best for us. When we have these feelings of inadequacy and doubt, he still takes time and he waits on us. He allows us to grow up, huh? He allows us to begin to learn what our true capabilities are. Look at this. Verse 8 says, do not be afraid. He said, do not be afraid of them. He said, for I am. Oh, you listen to me, I am. He said, I am. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be fearful of looking someone in the eyes. You don't have to be afraid of what they're going to say after you've told the truth, because that's what you're doing, telling the truth that God has given you. Huh? Notice he did not say fear. He didn't say fear won't come. He said don't be afraid. So fear is going to come. Yeah, it's going to show up. But don't be afraid. And move on. He is ever present. God is ever present. He's always with us. Yes. 9, then the Lord reached out. Listen to this. This is really remarkable. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth. Glory to God. Look at that. The Lord reached out and touched my mouth and said, now I put my words in your mouth. Look at that. Look at God. I am power of laying on of hands. The power of laying on of hands. Now, everybody can lay hands on you now, okay? And God will send someone to do this. Yeah, you will know who this person is. Forewarn you that the person is going to lay hands. Huh? Sometimes they may not even lay hands. They may just speak it. Glory to God. Yeah, but here we see that God laid hands on Moses. He touched his mouth. Mm-hmm. He did, with his hand. Yeah, look at that. The power of an almighty God. Sometimes we all need a little laying on of hands. When we get into this area of feeling so uncertain, or we feel so down, we feel like there is no out, there is no way, like some of us are feeling right now, while we're in this stay-at-home syndrome right here, God is ever present. God is asking you to spend some quality time with me. Open up the word. Learn more about me. Huh? I'm here. I'm protecting you. I'm keeping you. Ken says, see, today I appointed you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Glory to God. Now that's some work. What that is? That's six things that he has given you to do. Uproot, meaning to pull the roots of anything that is of corruption, anything that is not of God. He said, tear it down. If it's not tall, if it's tall, he said, you can cut it down or break it with your hands, but make sure it comes down. Huh? Yeah. The truth. The truth. That's where we at. We want the truth. Destroy. He said for you to kill it. Kill it. Make sure it's no longer living. Overthrow. Rule over. Take control. Bring in the truth. Bring in the Holy Spirit. Yes. Bring in the truth. The teaching of the Holy Spirit. To build, that means to teach, to nurture, to guide, to show love, and give direction. Oh, this is a lot of work, young people. Yeah. And this sometimes could take a lifetime because it's not something that God expects you to do in one day. It's a lot. And then all through your life, you will run into people where you may have to use one of these or situations where you may have to pull down. You may have to destroy. You may have to build up. You may even have to plant. Glory to God. Plant a seed. Huh? How you plant a seed? You plant a seed in someone's life when you encourage them. Mm-hmm. You plant a seed in someone's life when you speak the word over them. You plant a seed when people can see the love of Christ in you. And you haven't even said a word, but they can see it. That seed is planted. Glory to God. And you will have that ability because God is saying this. Here we see that God has placed a serious value on you. You who really never knew your self-worth, how valuable you are to the kingdom of God. You're valuable to the kingdom of God. Yeah. He protects you. He said he would never leave you, nor will he forsake. What does forsake mean? Forsake means not present when you're in trouble, not present when you're down and out. He said he's going to always be there. He's going to always be there when you feel that you can't pass that test or when you feel that you're all by yourself. You go into this phase of being lonely. Yeah. You can always get quiet and just say, Jesus, I need to talk to you. And he'll come. He will come and he will grant you a spirit of peace that will surpass all your understanding. And it's going to just fill you with joy. And guess what? When you finish
in his presence, you're going to be the forgot all about that old stuff. And you get up and you're going on and you forgot about it. But don't forget that it was God. It was nobody else. It was God. It was his son Jesus that came with the Holy Spirit and revived you out of that moment of feeling despair, huh? It was nobody else. It says here that you are the head and you are not the tail. Listen to me. Yeah, you are the head and you are not the tail. You are above and you're not beneath. Hallelujah. Am I talking to anybody here? It says you still aren't sure of your self-worth? You're still not sure? Oh, well, God loves you. He loves you in spite of. Yeah. He loved you. Again, remember, he loved you when you were in the womb. He knew you. He knew your name. Yeah, he knew your name. Listen to that. Romans 8 is where we're going to go. Romans chapter 8, we're going to go to verse 28, and it says, Now we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. See, that's the key thing. You got to love him. You got to spend time with him. You got to get to know him. You want to have a relationship with someone who can help you, someone who can come to your aid, someone who could talk to you, someone who can guide you in the right directions. Yeah, someone who has been called. And you know you have been called. You've been called to his purpose. What is this? What am I saying when I said this? Next generation, what am I saying about I am? What am I saying? God has a purpose for you. I am. He has a purpose for you. Learn to love God. Deal yourself for his use. And now you say, well, how can I avail myself for God? And what does that mean? What it means? In quiet times, when you're praying and you're talking to God, and most of the time, young people, you know, you always want to ask God for this and for that when it comes down to the holidays, Christmas. You always want him to do this for your birthday. You always want. But as you get older, you will learn that you need to reverse that want. And you want to learn more about God. Learn more about having a relationship with an awesome Savior, someone who loves you in spite of having a new hairdo, in spite of having a new dress. Even if you don't have that, he still loves you. Huh? Yeah. 29 says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Yeah, you can be the first. You can be the first in your household, in your whole household, to really know God, to have a relationship with him. Because right here in verse 30, it says, when he predestined you, he called you. And when he called you, he justified you. And when he justified you, he glorified you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? This is love. This is the ultimate love, young folks. He called you to do his work. He called you. He qualified you. Yes. And he put you in a solid place, on a solid foundation. Glory to God. So no need to worry. God loves you. I'm talking to you, Betty. I'm talking to Brittany, Karen, Cynthia, Vivian, James, John, Greg, Lily. God loves you. Huh? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, God. We ask, God, that your word become true. Let it be light to the ears of everyone that's listening this day. And we will be careful to give you all praise, give you all honor. In your darling son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. Young people, next generation, you are what? You somebody. You're somebody special because you're created. Be blessed. In Jesus' holy name, amen.